Good morning. We're continuing with the discussion of cosmetics and medications on Pesach. We mentioned yesterday that there's a concept of Sicha Kishtiya, which is a discussion in the Gemara in regards to Yom Kippur. That's how we know the source of the Isra of anointing Yom Kippur. Do we apply that to other areas of Isra as well? And this is a discussion. We said that even if you're Mekel the whole year, many people, because of the Chumra of Pischa, are Machmer. There are other considerations, the reason why we might have to avoid using certain cosmetics, etc., and furthermore, possibly even to the point of not only even having them in the home. So the second concept is that if it's a liquid form, not a semi-liquid form or a solid form, it's a liquid form, and it contains alcohol. So some alcohols are not grain-based at all. They're made from chemicals, and they're not going to be a problem. But ethyl alcohol, also known as ethanol, can be made from a grain or a synthetic. We don't know which one it is. And it's made from a grain. It's possible that the grain might be something which is one of the five species, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Many alcohols, when they're used in these type of things, because of the rules of sales of alcohol, in order to make it that it's not considered fit for consumption, they do an action called denaturing, D-E-N-A-T-U-R-E, denature. So denatured alcohol means they put in chemicals that make it not fit to drink. So we've solved our problem. The problem is that you can actually sometimes fix them and make them edible again. So maybe this is not considered truly unfit because it can be corrected. So some are machmer, many poskim are machmer in that situation to say that's still considered roi l'achila because you can convert it back. So perfumes, colognes, those type of things which are fully in the liquid form, the deodorants, if they would have the denatured alcohol, that would be a problem. And that's why we're machmer on that. If furthermore, when you're dealing with those things, the question of unfit depends. We have to discuss what is its purpose. If its purpose is to eat, it's not fit for eating. If its purpose is to give a nice smell, it's doing it. It is roy for its purpose. It has a nice smell. So maybe we cannot say that's not called fit under those circumstances. And therefore, the Maram Sheikh says that if it's for fragrance purposes, so it's giving off its good fragrance, it would have chametz and ingredients, would be a problem. Another concern people have is, that even though we're meeker than these things are mutter, if it's something which is going to get close to a person's mouth, whether it's lipstick or it's mouthwash or toothpaste, which is going into the person's mouth, and theoretically some might get ingested, even though that's not the person's not doing that intentionally, that would be something which the person would want to be machmer to stay away from. We don't want to get absorb any chametz that's not necessary for us to absorb. So this is in regards to using them. What about regards to the issue of the issue of bayirah and bayimotze, or the issue of keeping them in Pesach? So if we're going to say the cases of something which is not, which denatured can be converted back to being roy, so it's going to be considered still that's in its chametz state, so then you cannot have it either. If the issue is something which the cases of fragrance where we machmer on the sheet of the Maram Sheikh, again, we're saying that it's fit for usage, so it's considered roy, it's still would have an issue by your Rabbi Motzai. If we're being machmer on the opinion of Sicha Kishtiya, that's only if you actually use it. I'm not using it. So right now, so there's no active akshav. Sicha Kishtiya, we connect it to the idea of akshav. When I use it, I'm giving it a chashivas, even though right now it's not roy. By using it, I'm sort of converting it back to making it roy. Well, as long as I don't use it, I didn't convert it back, it's not roy, and it will not be a problem by your Rabbi Motzai. And similarly, the same thing, which is the issue of the lipsticks, mouthwash, and toothpaste, which are not really roy on their own. It's only because we're machmer, because the people want to be machmer because it gets close to their mouth. They might ingest it. That would not create a problem by your Rabbi Yomotze to keep them in your home. It would only be an issue of using them, which we're persons being machmer on. So that, I think, would cover the topics of your creams, your lotions. Now, so even in the case of liquid, it's only talking about something like a liquid, which is a pure liquid. The shampoos, lotions, those type of things, those really you cannot convert back. So, A, so you don't have that concern. B, you don't have the concern of smell. They're not really for smell. That's not their main purpose. So the fact that they smell, even if they do smell, that's not what it's for. That's not going to make it roy. But you do have the concern of the akshavei of the sicha kishtia, which would not make it a problem of having it. Only make a problem, preferably of using. If you want to be machmir, not to use it. So when you're discussing colognes, perfumes, etc., we might, if they would be a concern of containing chometz, a person should sell them with the chometz to the goy and not use them in Pesach. But if it's something like a mouthwash or toothpaste or if it's something which is a cream or a shampoo or those type of things, a person, even if you want to be machmir in Pesach and not to use them, which is recommended, but there's no problem of keeping them in your possession over Pesach. Have a good day.